Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi, Dracarys bitches. I am here with somebody who, well, takes care of me all the time. I don't know how I could do like 85% of the shit that I do if this person wasn't in my life. For realsies. Her name is Lo French. And if you are somebody who's listened to my podcast for a really long time and are on the Facebook group thing, what is it called? Straight Up.
Yeah, Straight Up with Stassi Khaleesi's.
Yes, you know who she is because she, well, because we're like a community.
We
and
are.
So we go and post friends. Things and all of that stuff. And so there's that. But Lo legitimately takes care of like everything that I do.
That's
like,
not true.
Yes, 100%. She does my website. She lights a fire under my ass every day.
Someone's got to.
With every text that she sends, says you need to be doing this. You need to be doing this. Did you remember to do this? Did you remember to do that? She helps me plan all of the fucking events that I do. Everything. Legitimately, you're like my, except you're not old. You're like a fairy godmother that's like a human being and not like, you know.
Oh my gosh, that's the best compliment ever.
Yeah, that's legitimately what you're like.
I thought I was like an intern, but like a little bit older. Like Sonia's interns.
No, so see, I wanted to make that joke once. I said this, I was like, okay, first of all, can I just say, I have really become obsessed with Housewives of New York. Like,
really?
It's always been my favorite one. Always, because I think that they're like the MVPs of Bravo. I think that cast of women, they are just so good. And just like, I mean, one dinner that they go and film, there's like four giant fights. And like, I'll find myself like watching an episode and I'm like, are we still at this dinner? Am I still watching this dinner?
It's so good.
It's so good. And so I've become so obsessed that I started over from season one. And I've been bouncing around just watching different seasons. And like, I literally like fantasize like when I'm off with like, I know that like, okay, I don't have to be filming. I don't have to be doing this. I don't have to be doing that. I have like a break to like just do what I want. All I want to do is sit on the couch with my dogs, wine, and Bo and watch Real Housewives of New York.
Does Bo actually watch it with
Bo
you?
Bo now. So because he has his like handheld video game thing.
Okay.
And like the handheld Nintendo so that he doesn't have to play it on the TV.
How did you end up with somebody who has a handheld Nintendo?
Well, now I play with the handheld Nintendo. I don't even know who I am anymore.
I love it.
I'm turning into a nerd. Oh, after we do this podcast, I have to show you how to do virtual reality.
Also, we have to play Crash Bandicoot because it's my favorite game.
Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
It's the only reason I came over.
That's that. You're so right. You're so right. But so he watches, he plays his game, but he pauses it every 2 seconds and asks me questions about each cast member. And I'm like, you're into this. He even started sending me gifts of the Countess.
The Countess is the best.
And she's the best.
Once you showed me her Instagram, my life completely changed.
She's freaking fantastic.
It's crazy.
Like I did when she did like the outfit of the day post for National OOTD day.
So cool.
I was like, I could die now. Like, I legitimately feel like every cast member, like, on Housewives of New York, well, not everyone, but most of them, they're icons.
Do you have a favorite?
Okay. I have favorites for different reasons. Dorinda, just because I know her personally, and I think she is exactly, like, who she is on TV, like, and what I meet in person. Like, I think she's such a good person, and she's so warm to me, and she's so, like, mothering and kind, and we can just fucking talk for forever and joke, and she's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
But to watch on TV, this is tough, okay?
Very different.
Like, this is really tough. It goes between the Countess and Sonia Morgan.
Okay.
But like, I do have like a really big soft spot for Bethany.
Okay, Bethany is my all-time favorite.
I mean, Bethany's goals.
I love her.
That's the thing. She's so with it that, like, I can't name her as my favorite because it's like, of course. You know what I mean? Like, everyone loves Bethany because she fucking, she's, like, sane.
I mean, kind of.
Kind of, but not, I guess you're right. But you know what I mean? Like, whenever I hear Bethany argue, I'm like, yeah, that's what I would, that's what I'm thinking.
Totally.
That's
I wish thinking. I could argue like she could.
Yes.
All the time.
But I can't believe I just left out Ramona.
Oh.
I mean, Ramona's fucking fantastic.
She is good.
It's like, there's so many of them that
they're so dynamic.
Yes, all of them. That I'm like, this is gold. Why don't more people watch Real Housewives of New York? I don't understand.
Do not. I feel like a ton of people watch it.
Not my friends. I'm the only one out of my friends. So whenever they're like, do you want to do something? I'm like, no. I had to work all yesterday. I'm hungover. And all I'm going to do is sit on my couch and watch Real Housewives of New York. Please don't bother me. Like, don't text me. Nothing. I'm going to put you on Do Not Disturb. I just crave watching Real Housewives of New York. When you got to my apartment,
it was on. Yep.
Like, and I can't wait to fall asleep watching Real Housewives of New York.
That was like an early season too. Like, yeah, I feel like that was season three. Again. It was really early because I just started. So I'm still not even. Do you remember I told you I just started it?
I went until
Bethany left, which I think was three or four.
Four.
And then I tried to start up again at 7 when she came back, and it's been hard. I've been trudging.
But now that she's come back?
Yeah.
Really?
I just have to get back into it. I haven't had a lot of time. We threw a big party.
That's true. National OOTD Day. There was a lot going on. My birthday. So much fucking party planning. Like, my event planning skills, like, that whole thing, like, really came in handy.
It did. Totally. You killed it.
Well, like, thanks to you. But
this whole week, too, I just wanted to, like, text Emily and be like, are you there? I miss you. So we're not coordinating anymore.
Emily's my publicist for anyone. Oh, that sounds so douchey.
No, it doesn't.
Emily is my publicist.
She's really rad.
No, she's fucking great.
Yeah.
Legitimately, I would walk through fire for her.
Mm-hmm.
With a dragon egg.
And she has a really cute baby, which is the reason I follow her on Instagram.
So cute. I got a good team. I got a good team around me. Never would I ever be like, my team, my people. I never thought that I would like be someone that says that, but I just did.
You're a little boss bitch.
How annoying am I though? Like, I need, so this is the thing. I want to ask you these questions and you can be totally honest.
Uh-oh.
Because you do so much for me, like on a scale from 1 to 10, or no, why don't you just tell me, when am I my most annoying?
That's so hard to answer.
I really don't get my feelings hurt that easily with shit like this.
I don't want to be this person, but I don't feel like you're that annoying. The only time I get annoyed is when you don't respond to things. But in general, you're pretty good at responding to me, though, because you know that,
I
need an answer.
Yeah.
And if I don't get one, I just keep texting you. And then eventually I get an answer.
Yeah.
But like, you're very good at making decisions. So you always know what you want. Like, if I give you options, you'll pick one. It's not like you don't give me the runaround.
Okay.
You don't change your mind that often, like last minute. I don't know. I mean, sometimes when you get drunk, you can suck, but I mean, don't we all?
That's often.
That's usually at the end of the night, like afterwards.
Listen, I'm trying to figure that out. I'm like, how do I stop getting into like having weird drunken freakouts? Because I'm going to alienate every single person around me.
I mean, lately it hasn't been towards me. I've just like witnessed it. So it's fine. I didn't even witness the last one.
The way that we're talking about this, it makes it sound like I have like a drunken freak out like three times a week or something.
No,
or even once a week. It's not that much. Listen, I just get moody.
Totally.
I just get moody and I hit a wall and I'm like, fuck, I wish I could explain it. I wish I had something real to be mad about, but I hit a wall and I'm like, I'm fucking tired.
Yes, you do. I feel like me and all of your Khaleesi's can attest to that. We all hit our freaking wall. It doesn't matter if it's with your kids or your job or whatever. Like, you only have so much energy in a day and, like, emotional bandwidth. And yours is just, like, sucked out by noon.
It really fucking is.
It's crazy
watch. I keep having this conversation with Bo because his energy is never sucked out. His tank is always full. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, do you ever just feel like, ugh? I just can't.
He never does?
No. Legitimately never. He could fucking talk to people, socialize, like be fun and friendly and normal and like for fucking I never see him run out. If I were to be like, hey, you want to go over to this person's house? Yes. It's 4 a.m. Yes. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He says yes to everything. And I'm like, fuck that.
That's why you guys, you're like yin and yang. That's why you match.
Well, he makes me more likable.
I mean, slightly.
I legitimately tell him that. I'm like, people that like did like this, the amount of people that like hated me before, at least like that's a sixth of them now like me because Bo's so
only
likeable.
A sixth though. Not a fifth.
I feel like it's a sixth. You know what I mean? I feel like that would be the amount. So I got to work on the 5/6.
I don't know what else you could do.
Well, yeah, you're right. I don't know. Okay. Well, so here we are in a sweltering heat sitting here in my apartment. It's Armageddon, everyone. No, really.
We're going to die.
It is so fucking hot in Los Angeles today that I thought I was going to come home to my dogs passed away because of heat exhaustion. Kristen legitimately went and got a hotel room in Santa Monica.
No, she didn't. For 2 days.
And she has central AC.
I was going to make a joke and like harp on you about your central AC. That could be something that's annoying. Your apartment gets fucking hot.
Yeah, it does get hot.
But I wasn't going to do it. I was trying to be nice.
No. Oh my God. You don't have to ever worry about that. I talk about the fact that I don't have central AC 24/7.
It's the worst, actually.
Yeah. Try having to go to sleep. That's why I have an air conditioner that goes into my bed.
No, you don't.
Katie got it for me when she was drunk one time.
That's a good friend.
Do you ever order things? This is just a really random podcast. Listen, we're eventually going to get to a bunch of listener questions. We're going to get to Khaleesi questions, and I'm going to answer them. I don't know what the questions are yet, so if my answers suck, totes, sorry about that. But I always like to word vomit and just like go off on tangents. I think that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So what that just made me think of was, have you ever gotten wasted or high or something like that and just ordered a bunch of shit?
Totally.
So that's what Katie did. She ordered 4 of us air conditioning units for our beds, which is something that is like, honestly, if you don't need it, it's kind of an inconvenience to
really?
Like give a gift like that because it's big. You have to figure out what to do with it now. It's not like you're just handing someone a book like, hey, I got drunk and got you a book. You're like, oh, it's really nice. Thanks. But like if you're somebody who already has central AC, you just got a giant fucking box delivered to your apartment that you don't need.
That's
and you
got to
figure out what to do with it. I'm like, huh. I mean, I needed it, so I'm thankful. But you also got it for Brittany and Kristen, and they have central AC. So that means they had to find something to do.
Oh, my God.
With it.
Find somewhere to store it.
Like, I get really annoyed when people send me things and they come in big boxes because that means that I have to break the box down.
You should have seen all the shit that came in your gift bags for OOTD day.
Oh, no. I loved it.
And all of the boxes. I'm going to show you a picture on my phone. It was insane. They all arrived in separate boxes, and then within the boxes, there were smaller boxes that contained like 6 of
each
thing.
That's rude.
And by the way, we made 100 bags, so there were that many small boxes. It was fun.
One, remind me that I want to post about my gift bag because there's a lot of good shit
in
there, and I just feel like I want to like post about that. 2, that's rude. All those little boxes are rude.
I don't know why they did it.
That is like a workout, going up and down the stairs to like break down the boxes, put them in the fucking recycling thing.
It was a disaster. I'll show you. It was great. It was chaos. And then trying to get them to pump, that was even more fun.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
But listen, you did a great job. Dom did a great job on the flowers. It looked like it was my freaking wedding.
It was so cool. Lisa walked in and was so impressed. And that in itself, like before you even got
that
there,
made it, that
I
made,
was like, yes.
Made it so worth it. Mm-hmm. Just like having Lisa Vanderpump just be like, what the fuck? This is a really cool. I mean, she didn't say what the fuck, but
she
for
was
her to be
it.
Impressed by this event that we put on. The fact that we have a national freaking holiday. That's pretty cool.
It's the best.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I'm done with that tangent.
I actually have something to add to that tangent.
Oh, tell.
I've seen Katie go on the crazy ordering rampage twice.
Really?
And it's thrilling.
Can you give me more details?
We were at Mercado.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we were going
to... We were at a restaurant.
I love Mercado. It's so good. Katie and Zach met us. We were going to Rachel's comedy show months ago. And it was right when Hidden Valley came out with all the ranch gear.
Oh, wait. Yep. No. She got me a giant box full of a million different ranch things.
Yeah. She sat there while we were at Mercado and ordered probably $300 or $400 worth of ranch gear for everybody.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I wear that sweatshirt all... Well, not... It's fucking hot. It's wearing a heat wave and it is Armageddon. And it feels like the beginning of the movie Terminator when, like, you know, like in the beginning when there's like that,
see that movie, sorry,
asteroid or whatever it is that comes in and burns everyone. That's what I feel like when I step outside, even at night, that is how hot it is. It's insane.
Yeah, it was 104 degrees when I left my apartment to walk 5 blocks, which I Ubered.
Ew, I don't want to talk about it. But yes, I have ranch slippers now. I have a ranch keg. I have a ranch sweatshirt.
You actually got the keg?
No, Katie ordered me all of this. A giant box arrived at my door with a bunch of fucking ranch shit. And I'm like, who? What? Speaking of random things that arrived at my door, the poop book.
What?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. What poop book?
Hold, please. So I don't know if you remember when some random stranger sent me in the mail, just like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago or something.
Yes, I remember.
The what are they called? Like the things you put in your underwear for when you shit your pants and stuff for old people.
It wasn't like a geriatric diaper, but it was.
It was. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Whatever. And I thought it was hysterical, but I'm like, who has my address?
You still haven't figured out who did that?
I never knew who did that. I still don't know. Okay. Greatest joke ever, because they're not even taking credit for it, whoever it is.
Oh my God.
But the other day, I got another package, and it's just a book that says, "What's your poo telling you?" Yeah. So
there's a toilet on the back that's wrapped in a ribbon, like a present.
I don't know anything about it. It looks like... Oh my God, it's a coloring book to me, but like, legitimately, it's about shit.
There's a crossword puzzle.
It's about feces. It's a legitimately a coloring book about feces. And someone sent it to me, and I have no idea who. And I just... I don't... Somebody needs to fucking fess up. I just need to know. Like, do you know what it's like to open up, like, a package, and I'm like, what's your poo telling you? Did I fucking take a Xanax and order this? Like, I don't remember Googling poo.
What does the receipt say?
There was no receipt. It was just like there was nothing.
Oh my God.
It's weird.
See, I feel like you should be like half excited, because that's actually like something that's right up your alley.
Well, yeah, no, I love it.
But also it's creepy AF.
Well, yeah, just because if somebody knows my address, that's a stranger, that could be somebody who wants to murder me. So,
well,
like,
with
that,
how much you get delivered
that
here,
wouldn't be fun.
I've told you to get a P.O. box for like a freaking year and a half.
I hate going to, like,
the UPS store is a block away.
I know, but it's like, it's so hot outside. It's so fucking hot outside.
I definitely told you in winter.
I just can't. And I'm also lazy. And it's like, I just don't like to move. I don't like physical activity.
I'll win this battle.
I like to just stay sedentary. Listen, my goal is to just make enough money to where I never have to move.
But you're going to move to somewhere with central AC, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's different. Yeah. Honestly, I've been looking at houses on fucking Zillow and all of that shit, mm-hmm, because I'm like, okay, time to grow up. Time to, like, be in central AC. Time to, like, stop throwing away all of this money that I'm, like, paying in rent.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, having... Oh, my God. Every time, like... Because I'm terrible at remembering to pay my... This podcast is just word vomiting all over the place. Whatevs. Every time, I'm so bad at remembering to pay my rent, like, on the actual first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? My landlord, if it's not paid on the first, at, like, 8 in the morning, there is a sign on my door saying, 3 days notice to like to vacate apartment.
Shut
or whatever
up.
And I'm like, dude, when did you even have time to go and check the rent box, then go to your office, print that out with my name on it, and come back before I even woke up on like June 2nd or July 2nd? Like that it's insane.
That's
it's
nuts.
It's freaking insane. I'm like, I'm sick of that. I'm sick of it. Like, dude, it's 1 day late.
Legally, don't you have 3 days?
I think so.
I always pay on like the second or the third. I never pay my rent
on
the first.
It's just like so hard to remember.
The box is really far away at my apartment. Like it's down, it's up a floor. I can't, it's all the way on the other side.
That's annoying.
It's too much.
I wish I could just like PayPal it or just like have it come like right out of my account.
That'd be cool.
Rent sucks. So see, I'm like ready to like grow up a little bit.
Okay, so what are you looking for in a house?
So this is the problem.
Oh no.
I don't want to leave West Hollywood.
There are houses in West Hollywood.
Right. I also want a 3-bedroom house.
Ooh.
3-bath. And I don't like modern things. I like old school, like Los Angeles, like Spanish style 1920s with like history and like real hardwood floors and tiles that have like been around forever. So like that's an issue.
You should have gotten the Los Feliz murder house while you could have. No,
I couldn't. I was not there yet. I could not have done that. God, fuck my life.
That would have been perfect.
I know.
It was Stassi Blue.
I know. It's really freaking annoying. But yeah, so that is my problem. Because all of our, we're all now looking at homes and like trying to like, okay, figure out our lives. What do we want? And everyone's looking like in the Valley or like Sherman Oaks and things like that. And I'm like, fuck no.
Mm-hmm.
Like
everyone's going over the hill, literally.
I love West Hollywood so much that, and I love like that. I could maybe do like Los Feliz because I love that the history there. I like all of like the old houses. I just want an older vintage home.
I bet you could find one. I bet you could find one like down in the depths of West Hollywood.
Well, I'm looking. I'm seeing things.
Los Feliz is just so far.
It is, but I would rather that than go to an area where it's just like strip malls and stuff. Yeah. Like there's
and
a
you're
reason.
Not gonna find anything old and charming in the Valley.
No.
It's all new.
You're not. It's all new. And like that's great. Modern new stuff, awesome. Clean as fuck. Great. Cool. But I just like things that like have history
totally.
And charm to them.
New which Orleans. Is,
yes. That's why.
That's why.
Which is why I'm in an apartment that doesn't have fucking central AC because I had a choice to make. You either get an apartment that's modern and has central AC or one that's old and charming, but you're going to sweat your ass off.
But I love your apartment. It's so cute. You made it totally you.
I know, but it's hot as shit.
It is hot.
It is legitimately
but only
like,
for, like
Satan's
this
taint.
Ugh.
Like that is what my apartment feels like right now, if
you
can imagine.
Thank you for that
visual. So I'm going to talk a little bit about being freaking hungover since I live like that every single day. You can talk with me if you feel like you want to like chime in or anything like that, or if you have a question. I always talk about how like I use a hangover patch. I take the party pill. It's all natural. Yet still, I find that I am hungover a lot of the time, which honestly... I should be worried. That should worry people.
It should, actually.
Oh, my God. When I just heard myself say that out loud, I was like, wait. Oh, my God. I think I might have a problem. I'll address that at another time. I don't think I am emotionally and mentally stable enough to face that right now. But when I do get hungover, what do you need to do? You need to drink freaking lots of liquids. You have to drink your freaking water. You got to hydrate. Okay. And so that is why I have started using liquid IV. So basically it's like a little packet of goodness that you put in your water and it hydrates you. It basically like drinking one packet of that with a bottle of water is the equivalent to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of normal water. So it's delivering hydration to your bloodstream faster and more efficiently than just like plain water alone, which is freaking awesome. A lot of people who use liquid IV, they're not using it like me because they're hungover. Like health conscious people use it because when they work out, It helps prevent cramping and fatigue and like all of that stuff. I'm trying to work out, so like whatever, don't judge. But also, travelers, when you're on a plane, you get dehydrated. So if you just take these little easy packets with you, it helps to prevent jet lag, altitude sickness, all of that shit. I can't, you know, 2018. We have things to like help everything right now. It's incredible. So let me just say right now, Liquid IV is giving my listeners 20% off. Okay. That's like a lot of money. 20% off of something. Yeah. That's a lot. So what you have to do is go to liquid-iv.com. Don't forget the dash or the hyphen. You know what I mean? liquid-iv.com. Enter my promo code Stassi, STASSI, and you will get 20% off your order. You know, I started mixing it with alcohol too.
Of course you would.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm hydrating. I'm like, water, putting that in, then I add some like vodka or something, so I'm like I am legitimately canceling out whatever I'm doing with the alcohol, so it's like a perfect, it's brilliant.
If it makes you feel better, then go for it.
Don't judge. Okay, all right, so let's get to a question.
Ooh,
I'll leave that one up to you, whatever one you want to do first.
You know that I love playing this game with you, Stassi Jeopardy, because it helps you focus a little bit. So you get to pick a category.
Okay, so this is, yeah, this is what Lo does to me. Whenever we have our meetings, she has different packets of, like, things that she puts, like, a label on with that are, they're the categories,
yeah,
like you said. So one says clothes and jewels. One says L.A. One says relish. The other one says random. And so she says, okay, pick one and we'll work on one. Right now, I want to go to relish.
Whoa, you never choose relish first.
Because I feel like that's the most interesting one.
It is.
Like, whenever I listen to podcasts and stuff like that, I want to hear about relationship shit.
It totally is. Okay, so this is from Haley.
Haley.
Haley says, hi, Stassi. I've been binge-watching Vanderpump Rules. It seems like you landed a really great guy. It also seems like you have a normal and healthy relationship. How do you know when you found a healthy relationship? And how do you know when one is becoming unhealthy?
Loaded cue right there. Wow. Okay.
Two-parter.
I've been, like, super insecure recently because, you know, with filming and all that stuff, I have to, like, talk about my relationship a lot. And I'm like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm just, like, fucking bragging. And I feel like a dick. I feel, like, douchey. But then I, like, sit back and I'm like, no. Like, I've legitimately spent the last 10 years of my life in awful relationships.
It's crazy.
That I feel like I now am, like, it's like I'm a teacher who got my degree or whatever, and now I'm allowed to teach. That's what it feels like. What's it called when you get your, to be a teacher?
Is it a doctorate?
Yeah, I think so. A doctorate?
Are we going to be really stupid right
now? Oh, God. I think so, yeah.
PhD?
But I feel that way because I was so not happy all the time. I was not, in every relationship that I've ever been in, there was so much, like, dread.
Ooh.
Like, resent, stress, fighting. Yes, of course, me and Bo fight. It's not like we don't, but it's mainly because I'm a dick. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like I the only way I know that, like, something is right is just because, God, I just really landed a good, I really did. He is such a good person. He's just a really fucking good person. And he makes me feel like I can be myself no matter what.
So that's what I was going to ask you, is like if you had to list like five things that you think make a healthy relationship, what would they be?
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Yep. See, Lo, this is why I need you. Mm-hmm. Number one, well, I'm not going to put them in order or anything.
Bullet points.
Yeah, bullet points. But when you feel like you can be yourself, I've never felt like that before. I've never felt like I always was scared to say certain things, or I walked on eggshells or things like that, or like someone, a boyfriend would judge me or just... I never felt like I could just be and then have somebody look at me and be like, oh, my God, I love you still. Mm-hmm. Like, that is fucking cool. Like,
super important.
It's a really great feeling. Another thing that I feel like is so important is the fact that So number two is that both people want it the same amount. Both people want the relationship to work.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, this is a new thing that I've realized. Because I feel like, you can say, like, if you're fighting all the time with your boyfriend, you can say, like, yeah, you both want it. But if somebody's trying to, like, fix it all the time or being like, well, what if we do this? Well, what if we do this? And then the other person isn't really reciprocating or just says, no, I don't want to do that, or just, like, shuts down. Well, then that person doesn't want it as much as the other. So it's like both people have to want the relationship to work equally. Like, that needs to be, like, their, you know?
I feel like, you just made my brain explode. Totally. That makes total sense.
I feel so wise right now. You're making me feel so wise.
Just drop the wisdom.
Three, the third, I would just say, God, I mean, feeling happy a lot, all the time. Like, somebody that makes you feel like, like, most of your time on this earth should be spent feeling happy. So if you're in a relationship where even half the time is spent feeling anxious or sad or mad or angry or any of those feelings, then it's not worth it. Like, you should be with somebody who's you're happy to be around. Mm-hmm. And you're not, like, dreading being around. Another one, I think just, like, someone who's your best friend. Because I just feel like Beau's my best friend.
Like, I mean, that helps.
Like, it's legitimately, I just want to be, like, I'd never get sick of being around him.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone gets sick of being around Beau.
I know, it's so annoying. Like, I ask this all the time. I'm like, what's that like to, like, have everybody like you?
What does he say?
I mean, he makes a joke or something. But I'm like, there are a lot of people that don't like me. Like, I want to know what it's like to have everyone like me. Like, that is... That's incredible.
I think the only other person who knows what that's like is Schwartz.
That's a really good point.
I've never met anyone else except for those two that I feel that way about.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Everyone does love Schwartz. I don't think I've ever met someone that's like, no, Schwartz is an asshole.
No.
Yeah.
Because he's not.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I love him. He was my throuple relationship.
Oh, rip throuple.
R.I.P. And then, I don't know, the fifth one...
Trust.
Well, besides that, that just goes without saying. I mean, to me, like, I've always been somebody that is so fucking psycho about fidelity and, like, loyalty and all of those things that, like, I'm just over even, like, saying the word trust, because, like, if I don't have that now, it's like, bye. Like, I can't. Yeah. That is, to me, like, an unspoken thing that needs to be the bare minimum. Like, trust needs to be the bare fucking minimum. Otherwise, I can't. I like legitimately can't function as a human being if mm-hmm. I'm with somebody that I turn into a monster if I'm not with somebody that I trust. I don't know. I just feel like we'll end on trust, I guess, then. I don't even have to think of a fifth one.
Done.
But I really feel like people should take – I wish – granted, okay, I don't – I'm so glad that I was with all my ex-boyfriends for the exact amount of time I was with them, because then I wouldn't be in this relationship now. Mm-hmm. Things wouldn't have happened the way that they did. But if I knew that I was going to meet Beau and like without me having to go through all of that – I wish somebody had told me, like, dude, you're, like, miserable all the time. Like, you guys fight all the time. I was not happy. Like, I thought that was normal. I thought that, like, a relationship was supposed to be like that. Like, this is just what a relationship is. Fighting all the time. Then 3 days of just not talking to each other, or, like, breaking up every other day. Like, I just thought that's what it was supposed to be like. And so if somebody's in that situation... It's like, get the fuck out, because being single is actually so much fun.
So much fun. That's why I do it all the time. That's for a different podcast. No. Okay. So that actually leads, the trust aspect leads into the next question, which is from Amanda. Amanda's email is a little bit long, so I'm going to try to summarize it. She's 27, lives in New York City, found out like a year and a half after it happened that her boyfriend cheated on her with a best friend, and other best friends covered it up as to not like hurt the dynamic of the friendship.
Kind of sounds Vanderpump Rules season two to me.
She could come hang out with us all the time.
But so when she found out, was she still with her boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
But she broke up with him. She says she's 100% over him. They've been broken up for like a year, I think. But she doesn't feel like she has her mojo back. She doesn't have any confidence. She's really anxious. She's like full of self-doubt. And she's asking, she says, I still feel like I have built up this unbreakable wall because I'm so scared of being hurt again. How do you get your mojo back after going through like a really rough breakup like that?
I don't know if like anyone ever, getting your mojo back isn't the right word. I don't think, because like after every breakup and like if I go out like dating and like I'm like, yeah, I get my mojo back. I went out on a date and I felt hot. And that to me is not, that literally lasts for like a night or two of like feeling like that. Like that is what Amanda went through is going to stick with her for a really fucking long time. Mm-hmm. And the things that I've gone through are still with me. Like there are times when I find myself like saying something to Beau that I'm like, this is literally coming from a place of just shit that I've experienced for years. So like you're never going to, unfortunately, people are assholes. And when they do things to you, it sticks with you maybe forever. Mm-hmm. And that really sucks. And it's not fair to your new partner. But fuck, I don't even know how to say like how to like rid yourself of that, or like how to, I mean, the whole like friends covering it up, that like adds like a whole other layer to it, because it's like, you know, you not only have trust issues with a romantic partner, but now with friendships. And I know what that's like. I had to leave Vanderpump Rules for a year. So like, I get it. And I really wish I had advice, but I don't on this. Like it is, you just like time.
And, yeah.
And recognizing that if you stick with those insecurities and those issues, it's only hurting yourself, you know? So that's what I try and tell myself when I realize I'm being psycho about something that makes no sense. I'm like, I'm legitimately just sabotaging. I'm self-sabotaging.
Right. We're all so much in our own heads all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like from watching you in your dating and relationships and whatever, I feel like just you being open to it, especially like last year, was kind of when things started coming to you.
Yeah.
Granted, like Katie and Kristen set you up, so
yeah, but you know, Beau and I still them.
But you were open to it at that time. You were like, you were kind of open to whatever was going to come, and there wasn't any like expectation though. You were just kind of going with the flow.
Yes, that honestly, that's the first time I've ever, this relationship is the first time I've ever been in one like this, where normally I meet someone, we get into a relationship, move in with each other within 2 weeks, and like that's it. It's before we even get to know each other. Legitimately,
you're a psychopath.
Yeah, I know. And so this is the first time that like, what, we met in August, and then for like 5 months just casually dated and both dated other people, and then it became serious like after like getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. You know what, maybe to get your mojo back, like switch up your routine, maybe that's what it takes.
Ooh,
don't do what you normally do.
I like that. Date somebody who wears overalls. Just try.
Oh, my God. Remember, like, in the beginning where I'm like, I went on a date with this dude. So, like, he legitimately wears overalls. Like, what the fuck?
You were like, I don't think I'm ever going to date him. But, like, I really like hanging out with him.
I really like hanging out with him. But, like, he, like, someone who wears overalls, like, couldn't possibly be, like, a life partner.
But then the first night that I actually met him, he was wearing the overalls. And that was the night that you were like, fuck, I think I really like this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What night was that?
Brittany's birthday. It was in January.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And yes, you were like, shit, I think this is it.
Yes. And you know what? Someone, I don't know why I didn't see this. A man in LA who walks into a fucking Hollywood club in overalls. I should have just proposed to him right there.
Seriously.
I'm like, that is a fucking cool ass dude that doesn't give a fuck about what other people think or being cool.
Not at all. It was hysterical.
Thank God it's summer though, because it's too hot to wear overalls.
I bet you he pulls out the shorts overalls. I bet you money. And you're not gonna wear overalls at some point. I know it.
I bought an overall dress, like, no, you know, like one with, it's like a cute mini skirt.
Oh my God.
And I've yet to put it on. I'm like, I don't know that I can do it.
Like, you're gonna do it.
It's cute, but I'm like, it's, I've made fun of overalls for so long that I just feel like I'm betraying myself.
I know it's coming.
Well, you never know. I am 30. I'm older than my 20s now, and I'm trying to be healthier, at least attempting, even if I'm not doing a good job at it. But part of that has been with me taking vitamins. I've always been someone that gets really like confused when I go to the store to look up like what vitamins I should take, because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is a fucking vitamin D or like a fucking omega whatever or like fish oil. Like, I don't know. I can't take 12 pills a day. Like, I'll fucking vomit. Like, there's no way in hell. So when I heard about Ritual, I got really excited because Ritual is a vitamin that women take, and you only have to take just this one vitamin. But what's really cool about it is that a group of people came together and said, okay, women aren't taking the vitamins that they should be taking. There are so many gaps, like in their, you know, in the nutrients that we're having in our diets, and we need to fill those in. But we're all confused. What vitamins do you take? So they went to a leading scientist. I guess that's what you call it, right? A scientist? That's who makes a...
I think so.
Right?
Chemist?
Chemist, mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And went to this man and said, if you were to make the perfect vitamin for your wife to take every day, what would it be? And he said, no one has ever asked me that. This is fantastic. And quit working for what he was working for and just focused on this company. And now this is it. I mean, that's amazing.
That's really cool.
Yes. Like, if Bo knew how to fucking make vitamins for people and they went up to him and said, just make the ideal vitamin for Stassi, that means that, like, that vitamin is fucking the shit. Because no one's going to make a vitamin for their wife that sucks.
No, they care about it.
Exactly. So I got really excited by this story. And then when I went on the website, I really liked that the whole website was very transparent. Like, there are no questions left unanswered. Like, if you go, you know why they put each ingredient in it and why it's beneficial and from where it's sourced, everything, any question that you might have, it's on that website and you'll get the answer to it. So you know exactly what you're putting in your body. It's vegan, sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergen-free. And it freaking is mint scented because it's made with also peppermint oil. So it tastes and smells good. It's friggin' awesome. So if you're someone like me that you don't know what to do, but you know that you want to take vitamins, but you just don't know, like, I don't know which ones to pick, I really highly suggest you go and check out Ritual. And that's ritual.com/Stassi. So this is a subscription-based vitamin where you pay $30 a month. It's delivered to your door. I mean, buying the omega-3 pill yourself, just that one pill bottle, okay? Imagine you're just buying that omega-3. That is the cost of one Ritual bottle. So with all the other things you would have to buy in addition to the omega-3, you'd be like spending like hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. So go to ritual.com/Stassi and just like do yourself a fucking favor and let's all be healthy together. You know what I mean?
Let's get healthy.
And it's really cute because they look like the bottles are really chic and it's clear. And then the pills look like little snow globes.
I love that.
I know.
I have to do it. I have to order these.
It's so girly. Yeah, I love it. Okay. So we're finished with the relish, right?
We're done with relish. We have random, LA, and clothing/jewelry.
Random.
Random is so fun. Okay. The first one I picked, just because I wanted to read it to you. A lot of times people send emails just to, like, tell you something good. And this is really good. Ready?
Okay.
This is from Michelle.
Michelle.
Hi, Stassi. First of all, my friends Chrissy, Amy, and I are big fans. We'd love to hang out sometimes. I hear you talk about being stopped up often.
I love this
and
already.
And I, too, have the same problem. I also heard Bo say maybe it's your cheese intake. Mm-hmm. And while that may have something to do with it, whatever the cause may be, I have a remedy. It's kind of gross, but also indulging. As I mentioned, I suffer from the same problem. I actually gave up cheese for a little while, and it didn't help. What does help is butter.
Shut the fuck up. Am I being punked right now?
Melt some butter and dip some chips. Better yet, melt butter with cheese. I can assure you, you will experience some, if not a lot, of relief. Just beware of trying a Granny Smith apple and prune juice. No, beware or don't go out. Hope this helps.
No.
P.S. I'm not a fatty. Love, Michelle.
No way.
Butter.
I feel like I'm being punked right now.
Butter.
I mean, I love butter already. Like, butter is the best. Who doesn't love butter?
I just thought it was hysterical. Like, no, what if it's that fantastic. Actually works?
I want to frame this photo.
And the subject is BM.
For bowel movements? Oh, my God. Michelle, you're my hero. All right. So that's incredible.
Maybe you should try it and report back.
Listen, I am backed up when I'm on vacay.
Mm-hmm.
I have mastered now how to be regular in real life. Probiotics and fiber gummies.
You take probiotics?
The yogurt.
You're so healthy.
It's a yogurt. I just like drink it before I go to bed. And then I pretty much want to shit my pants the next day.
All right. Well.
And then I like chew fiber gummies too. So
what do you do when you're on vacation?
That's the problem. See, that's when it like gets, that's when, but I can't like be go when I'm on vacation, be going to every restaurant being like, can you melt me some butter, sir? I'm just going to like, I'm going to drink it like soup. Just melt me some butter.
Dip chips in it. I mean, you could replace ranch for like a month.
No, never. You know what I also heard though? Tequila.
Always.
Which I still don't get.
Really?
Like,
isn't it like a natural diuretic?
So when you take a shot of tequila, like, do you then you automatically have to go number two, or is it like the next day?
I feel like it's probably the next day or like later that night. It's not automatic.
Okay, well, that makes sense if it's the next day.
Yeah.
Because like the night when I do have like, but that might just be Mexican food, honestly. I'm like thinking of like when I have tequila shots and margaritas. It
could be the lard.
It could be, yeah. There's a lot of things it could be now that I'm thinking about it. The next day makes sense. I also heard about a spoonful of olive oil, but I don't think I could swallow that because
that would be
the consistencies and just the way it tastes. Like, I think I would actually start gagging.
A spoonful of olive oil? I've never heard of that. Obviously coffee, but we don't like coffee.
I know, I don't like coffee. Water, I keep hearing. Oh my God, Bo, sorry, I feel bad for Bo that I'm going to admit this. But oh, so no. When we went out the other night, one of the nights, whatever, he like, we came back and he's like, I think I'm sick. Like, I feel like I've never seen him throw up because of alcohol or anything like that before, ever. And I was just like, I don't know what happened to you. Like, you didn't even drink as much as like you normally can. Like, this is really weird. I'm like, you should probably, if you feel this sick, like you should make yourself throw up, like just so that you feel okay tomorrow morning, you can go to work and like be normal.
Right.
You know? And he's like, okay. He starts freaking out. He's like, okay. He's like, I watch him go into the kitchen and like grab a giant thing of like a big one of like my biggest cups, and he starts filling it with water, and I'm like, what are you doing? I said throw up, not drink water. He's like, no, this will help me throw up, it'll break everything up. And I'm like,
what?
Is that like a drunken thing that people say? But he goes, just leave me alone and let me do this by myself so that you don't see me throw up. He went in there, drank a shit ton of water.
What?
And I guess it broke up whatever's in his I need to know if this is a thing.
I've never heard of I've that never in my heard entire it life. That's I feel like I, that would just come straight back up.
Well, I mean, the point was to like throw up.
Right, but like breaking shit up.
Like, I guess like get, so that he could get the alcohol out or something. I really don't know. I didn't in the moment. I didn't want to ask him too many questions because right. I know what that feels like when you're like really sick and you feel like shit. But I just didn't. I'm like, is this a thing? I should Google it after this.
Maybe your Khaleesi's can tweet you and tell you because I have no idea.
I've never heard that ever.
I haven't either. The last thing I want to do when I feel nauseous is drink more.
Exactly. Drink more water. Well, I can't put anything in my body.
No.
I'm like, I just need to get it out. That I'm so impressed that he was able to just like force himself to like.
It doesn't surprise me, though, that he knows like weird little tricks like that.
Yeah, I know.
He would.
You're right. All right. I don't know. Next question, I guess.
All right. Totally different topic because we're on random.
Okay.
This is from Natalie. Her daughter's name is Caitlin.
Natalie and Caitlin.
Yeah. Caitlin is 19 years old. She wants a chin implant. They did the consultation and agree with the doctor. Natalie's just wondering if 19 is too young, because she knows you got yours young as well.
I was 17.
She said, did you have any complications? Did you like it instantly? Is it life-changing and worth the investment? I want to give her the world, but I also want to be sure to teach her that her inner beauty is just as awesome. And lastly, did you pay for it yourself, or should she have Natalie chip, or I'm sorry, Caitlin chip in and help her pay for it?
Well, I sound like a dick when I say this, but this was my high school graduation present. I begged for it. I begged for it. And my parents have always been the type of people that are like, that have trusted. I never like messed up in high school or like, just whatever. I was pretty like good kid and a good teenager and a good student and level headed. And like, I don't think I've ever even been grounded like ever.
I wasn't either.
So you would understand. So when I say something, like, my parents always trusted that I knew what I was talking about. And so when I said, this is something that I want, they were like, okay, well, this is your decision. We've always treated you like an adult. So then this is what you want. We'll do it for you. And it was the fucking best decision ever. I'm sorry, because when there's something that you're insecure about, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing something to fix it. I mean, of like, you know, there's this whole argument with like, well, then, you know, people completely change their faces and like there's just so much plastic surgery. You don't even look like your normal self. Well, that's not up for you to decide how that individual wants to look or feel.
Right.
So like even the people that we might look at and be like, dude, lay off on the plastic surgery, Botox and fillers. If they feel great about themselves, who gives a fuck?
I agree.
Who cares? So when I did it, I will say this. It takes a whole year. It took pretty much a year for it to like settle. Like, because you're swollen in the beginning, obviously, and it's something new that's in your body. Just like with my breast reduction. Like, my boobs looked fake for a little while. I was like, they were like hard, and it takes a while because your body is just like done something different. There's something different that happened. So like my chin was like a little bigger for a year, and then it just settled into place. And now like I legitimately don't even notice that I have it. It's weird to even think that I have a chin implant because it's just.
Did you like it right away, even though it was a little bit bigger?
Yeah, I did.
Were there any complications?
I mean, besides like you looking like the Hills Have Eyes for like the first week, like,
well, that's not scary at all.
But I mean, for any surgery, right, you're going to look like busted as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is.
Right.
But I love it.
I wish she would have sent us a picture so we could have seen her.
But it's not even about that, because it's like, even if she already has a perfect chin, I don't know what this girl's feeling.
Yeah.
Like that makes her feel like she would feel better about herself if it was bigger or different or whatever.
Well, there you go.
There you fucking go.
Boom. Okay. Are we still, keeping on random?
Keeping on random.
Melissa wants to know the real meaning behind Refund's name.
Okay. So, Bo has said, this is Bo's first dog as an adult, or as an adult, like his own dog, meaning like not a dog that he had growing up or anything like that. And he got Refund four and a half years ago. And he's the type of person, because he's like artsier and then I am, and just like cooler. I'm just like so not like this. Like, I name a dog right away. He was like, I wanted to see her personality. I wanted to like feel her out. So like I had her for a while and wanted to see like what I would name her. And then there was one time when he was out, he would bring her everywhere. Like he goes out, you know, to brunch or anything like that. He would bring her, and she was acting like a puppy, like they normally do or whatever. And his friend was like, dude, you should fucking get a Refund on her. She's a pain in the ass. And so he's like, oh my God, that's amazing. Refund. And because she was a rescue too.
Mm-hmm.
And no one had taken her. So
she's the cutest. We're friends now.
She's,
as of tonight.
She's right there. I come home and I literally look at Luda and Refund and I cry all the time.
Aww.
Because I'm like, I am so fucking lucky to have these two dogs. And Luda is such a whore. Like, she just loves anyone that she meets and just, like, gives it up for free. But Refund is a dog that, like, you need to earn her loyalty and earn her affection. And so, like, the moment that I got it, it meant so much more.
Seriously, when she hopped up here right next to me today, I, like, almost cried a little bit.
Yes.
Because she's, I've been in your house so many times and she just pretends like you're not there.
Yeah.
And then she came up and just wanted to sit next to me.
It makes me feel so much, like, when I come home and she's jumping all over me and just out of her mind excited. And I'm like, yeah, Luda, I see that you're like that too. I'm like, but you're like that with everyone. Like, Refund makes me feel special. So.
Oh my God.
There's that.
Is Bo going to be like that with children?
Stay tuned. No, we're not going to have a child and be like, hey, it. We're going to, like,
people
figure
do that.
We're going to figure you out for a few weeks and then figure out what your name is.
No, but people will wait for like a couple days.
I don't like, I mean, that cool, whatever anyone wants to do. Like, what if that's your journey as a parent? Awesome. I'm too OCD. I'm too like, and I love, no, I'm too much of like a planner, and like I'll be thinking if and when I get pregnant, I'll be thinking about it like from day one. I'll be like, what's the name gonna be? Like, it's no.
That's gonna be fun.
Okay, the most important sponsor in the entire world, because I have been waiting for them to sponsor me for over three years now. Freaking Postmates. I literally live my life every single day using Postmates. I mean, it's about time.
It's seriously, but I mean,
it is about, it is,
keep them in business.
I think that Postmates is successful because of me.
I agree.
Because sometimes I order Postmates 3 times a day. I am a Postmates terrorist.
I'm shaking my head, but I've done the same thing.
It's just, listen, I'm lazy. I like things to just come to me. Sometimes I can be really antisocial and I don't want to venture out. So it's like, I order food to come to my door. Shoot me. But now they are my sponsor. So if you're someone that is unfamiliar with Postmates, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, I'll explain. Okay. It's an app on your phone where you can order food and actually other things, like not just food. Now it's like you can order like a bunch of shit.
I think you can get alcohol now.
Yeah, you can. And it's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So I don't care what time it is. And what you want, you can freaking get it if the restaurant is open or the store is open. This is why I'm a lazy ass, because of Postmates. So let me explain how you can do this in case you already don't have the Postmates app. You just go to your app store thing, download it. And for a limited time, Postmates is giving my listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Okay? So to start the free deliveries, you download the app and use my code STASI100. Don't forget the 100 at the end, okay? It's random, but like STASI100, okay? So that's STASI100 for $100. Oh, that's probably why, because it's $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Your life is going to change. You're going to turn into a hermit like me and a lazy ass and just, yeah. I used Postmates just now when Lo got here. Legitimately, I Postmated Chop Stop.
That's such a good deal, $100.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, I love Postmates. Okay. Next question. Next, or I guess we have like time for like one or two more.
Which category do you want? Actually, no, I'm going to choose for you.
You can choose.
This is going to be, you're going to,
I'll let you choose.
Love this.
It's really hot. I'm sweating my balls off.
I know, it's really hot.
I'm like, I can't even function. It's so hot.
Okay, this is from Becca.
Okay.
And it's literally your favorite topic.
Oh.
That I think you would ever want to talk about.
Awesome.
She says, hi, Stassi. My husband and I are taking a dream trip to Bali without our kids, and I need an OOTD/OOTN for the million-hour flight. They're flying from Michigan to Seoul, Korea, to Bali. I would love to look good but also be super comfy. Since you are the master of OOTDs and love to travel overseas, I wanted to see what your recommendation would be.
Oh, my God. My favorite OOTDs are airport OOTDs.
I know. This is why I pulled this question.
I'm glad you did, but I will never forget the moment that Christina Kelly and I went to Australia and I decided for the first time in my life not to care about my airport OOTD and wore a drop crotch jumpsuit.
I saw that on Daily Mail.
And then got paparazzi. That was, I literally had dreamt about like having my airport outfit photographed. And then that happened.
What was your thought process though, for real? Because you never do that.
Because it's the longest flight ever. Okay.
This one sounds longer.
Okay. I don't care. It was the longest flight ever. And I'm like, I have to be comfortable. Like, I have to. Like, if I am on a flight for however many freaking hours, I can't be, like, sitting there, like, feeling uncomfortable. I'll lose my mind. Like, I have to find the most comfortable thing that I have.
Didn't you end up getting pajamas?
Yes.
Just
fucking
sorry,
Christina
just had to
Kelly.
Put that out there.
I'm sorry. Waltzes into my apartment in a cute little newsboy cap, skinny jeans, boots, and like model off duty tank top with her skinny ass fucking body. And I'm like, where are you going? Not where I am, because you know what? This flight's long. You're going to be really uncomfortable. Then we get down into the airport. We sit in our seats and someone comes around and says, pajamas? And she looked at me and it was like,
I can imagine like your head setting on fire.
I felt like I was so gonna mad. I was gonna like my I was gonna ex, like spin around. My head was gonna spin around. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I had to look like this and you get to, this is my trip. That was the worst. It was really the worst.
She's
okay.
So pretty. I love her.
The most beautiful.
I mean, it's crazy.
And the best soul. Mm-hmm. And the best energy.
I love her.
She's just such a fucking cool, awesome person.
She deserves pajamas.
She does.
Honest.
And she deserves to look like the coolest person on a plane.
She does.
She really does. Fuck that bitch. So, if I had to do it over again, honestly, I think what I wore to on the flight to Italy this year was my best, because, okay, you don't want to look so, like, you can't think, you have to be comfortable.
Right.
That's the thing. So, I got the Spanx, like, they're leggings that look like liquid leggings a little bit.
I have those.
And they're by Spanx. Yes. The actual company Spanx. Okay. So, they're comfortable because you're like, okay, well, I feel sucked in, but also it's like wearing whatever. Leggings are super comfortable.
Yeah.
So I have that. And then an oversized t-shirt so that I don't have to suck in. There's nothing tight. And then a cute little lightweighted trench coat, whether it's like silky or a regular trench. You're going to Bali, so I would make it lightweight, or like maybe like a light cashmere sweater over your big oversized t-shirt. And then cute sneakers, because that's just the most comfortable thing. Because a long flight, you got to be comfortable. And that just makes you have a really cute handbag.
Ooh, handbags.
Yeah. So then it's like simple, easy, looks like you travel all the time. When you have to go to sleep on your flight, you're not like, your jeans aren't digging into your love handles or like in places that you're uncomfortable with. It's just like win-win sitch.
It's the worst. How long do you think that flight is?
I have
Michigan
no idea.
To Seoul to Bali. 20 hours? More?
I have no idea, but like the idea of like 20 hours, that is... Oh.
Like, you can't watch enough movies or TV in that time.
No, you can't. Like, I really hope that you have Z-Quil.
Good luck, Becca.
Yeah. Good luck, Becca. And I really hope you look cute on your flight.
Send us your OOTD.
Send it. Okay. I'll take one more.
One more?
One more. Because I am fucking tired.
Me too. I want to play Crash Bandicoot.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to make you stay up because I literally came over here only for that.
I could do a good 20 minutes of Crash Bandicoot.
That's
or
solid.
Watch you.
That's
watch
like a
you,
level.
I'll watch you play. Because it's only one player.
There's no two player.
Yeah. So I could watch you play it. Or we could watch House of New York for 20 minutes.
That might end up happening.
Because I'm obsessed.
That might end up happening.
Yes.
Okay. This is from Jasmine. She's visiting LA and Vegas and wants to know, number one, where to stay in town, because she read your blog on the website, justossie.com, plug.
Yeah, go there.
About where to live in LA, so she wants to know where to stay in LA. And then, obviously, other than Sir and One Oak, which she already wants to go to drink and hang out, where would you recommend she go?
Okay, staying in LA is up to what is the same thing as in moving to LA. It's like what you want to experience and what you want to be around. So I'm a West Hollywood girl. I'm a WeHo girl. I would always want to stay in West Hollywood. So any hotels that you look up that are located in West Hollywood are okay by me because mm-hmm. it's just the area. In terms of like places to go, I love that you brought up Mercado. I love Mercado.
It's so good.
Catch is bougie and fucking trendy. And so it's like everyone wants to go there. And so it's like, cool. Experience that if you want.
I've never been there.
It's fun for what it is. But it's like it's what you would expect. If you want to go to Los Angeles and like have that like experience of being like, oh, my God, I'm going to see a celebrity. I remember when I went there. One of the first times I went there was when like, do you remember when there was the threat? They said that we're likely to get an earthquake within the next 5 days.
Oh my God. And you freaked out.
I freaked out, planned my whole earthquake wardrobe. And I took my friend Jen Bush to catch. And it was like the last day before, like the last day of like the warning.
Okay.
And I looked over and there was like, it was Hillary Duff. Was like at the table next to me, and I was like, Jen, if the earthquake is gonna fucking happen, it needs to happen right now because I want to go down with Hillary Duff.
Oh my God.
Like, you will always see somebody at catch. Like, that'll always be a thing.
That's probably true.
But I don't really like go out to cool places anymore. I just stick to the same.
We go to the weirdest boring
bars. Just like Belmont and fucking Pearls and oh my God, I sound like I'm just
Riley's all Riley's the time.
Everything. Just it's just, yeah. Honestly, my advice would be to just stay in West Hollywood because that's what I like.
She could also stay in Santa Monica or Beverly Hills. Those are good spots.
Well, yeah, Beverly Hills. But like if it depends on your age and like what you want.
Yeah.
West Hollywood's just so fun.
Just don't stay downtown.
No, I wouldn't say even Santa Monica. It's too far. Traffic is so far. It's so bad.
But for people that want the beach.
Whatevs. Go to Mexico.
You're biased.
I'm sorry. I'm so jaded.
You really, all you want to do is be in West Hollywood.
Yes.
When's the last time you left West Hollywood when it wasn't going on an airplane?
Today for work.
Other than that.
Other than work, you mean by choice?
Yeah. Like to go see a friend or to go to a restaurant or like, yeah. Can you even remember?
No. No. Nothing like, oh, I went to the beach like a month ago. Me, Bo, Kristen, and Carter went to the beach a month ago. That was really fun. Yeah, because he woke up and he was like, do you want to take the Jeep to the beach? I'm like, wow, that's ambitious. I'll go with it.
What beach did you go to?
I don't even remember. Santa Monica? I think Venice. I don't know. It was one where it was nice enough to lay out, but it wasn't like far like Malibu. It wasn't like that.
Okay.
But yeah.
Interesting.
Cool.
I feel like I leave LA all the time. But that's just me.
Ew.
Now that I have a parking spot, the world is my oyster.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Parking is a bitch.
Yep.
Okay. Lo, thank you so much.
Thanks for having
me. For doing this. Where can people find you at?
Oh, gosh.
On Instagram and Twitter. I don't even. What is your handle again?
All the things are LoFrench3. Because the girl who has low French doesn't want to budge.
Well, why three? Why the number three?
I don't know why I chose three because it's not even like my number. Like usually I like four or two.
I like never understand like when people have numbers in their handles.
I did it so long ago.
That sucks.
I have no clue. Like
there's no turning back.
I've tried because you know like I will go and try to like get handles for other people. I tried to go and like commandeer low French and it just is not. She's not budging. Unless I trademark my name. I don't know.
It's kind of hard
to do. It might happen.
But do it. Go for it.
Start my own company. Trademark my name. Done.
Totesies. Boom. Thank you so much for doing this.
Love you.
Love you too. Oh my God. I feel so relaxed now because I can just like chill.
Let's watch Real Housewives.
Real Housewives of New York. Bye.